from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you wanted another note, unfortunately the Chargers are parting ways with Maxaw Duggan. I know a lot of people dug him around here, so sorry about that.
You said it.
You remember him. Wasn't that your guy?
TCU quarterback.
Really? The redheaded guy. He took him to the championship game, and it was 0-0 when it started.
And then?
It didn't go well.
I'm not going to lie. Was it 28-0 after one quarter?
Was it Ohio State?
It got out of hand really, really quickly.
Was it Georgia?
Yes.
It was a football game.
All right. What to look forward to in the rest of the Rangers season? So I have my own ideas, but I'm curious where people fall on this because clearly it's been a really tough season. Bruce Bochy said, hey, they keep playing, but you also have to be... You know, you also have to understand the situation that you're in. And so I don't know if optimism is abound when it comes to the Rangers. So outside of just, hey, let's win a whole bunch of games, what, if anything, has you intrigued for the rest of the season?
Wyatt Langford.
Okay.
For me, it doesn't mean he's going to be great next year or not. He has to start showing more pop.
Yeah.
Is he going to end the year... If I gave you, this is probably too low. If I gave you over under 10.5 home runs, he has 7 right now.
I think I would go just over.
Like, I hate saying
but
this.
But not by a lot.
Like, he should have had 20 home runs this year. Yeah. And I'm not saying he won't. Like, it would be, if he got to 20 home runs, my gosh.
Is there something in his mechanics that he can work on this offseason that could change that? Because he hit a lot. He hit the top of the ball a lot this year. Yeah. And so ground balls, and I just don't know how to change that.
I mean, obviously, you know, hitting coaches are going to be much better at watching him every day. When I watch him, to me, it looks like at times he cuts the ball, where he gets so inside of the baseball, hitting the inside of the baseball and not like the core of the baseball, the ball that's closest to you. So the ball kind of, it's like he's trying to push the ball away from him, kind of Elvis Andrus-like. That scares me. Elvis, not saying he wasn't a great player for the Rangers, but remember when Elvis was a rookie in 09 and we saw, I know this is going to sound, but remember when we saw his thighs and his ass and his body and we were like, I get it. He's not hitting for power at all. That body is eventually going to hit for power. There's no way you have that trunk with that athleticism and he doesn't figure out how to turn it loose. For 1 year in his life, yep, he turned it loose and got to, it was like 19 or 21 home runs. And I'm not saying that's Wyatt Langford's path, but for me, I'm watching Wyatt Langford, one, defensively, can he get better, yeah, out in left field? Because he's raw out there.
It was right between 20.
Okay.
Yeah, he hit 20 that one time.
And I'm like, but the power, the reason he was drafted fourth, the main reason was his power at the plate. He looked like a guy who would be consistently, and I'm not saying who knew that he was going to make the major leagues when you drafted him out of college, but you saw a 30 to 45 home run on a consistent basis power. That's why he was drafted fourth overall. Yeah, the he's going to give us 80 extra base hits a year.
Yeah.
And right now you're looking at it and going, it's early, a lot of time to develop. Dylan Cruz, who was drafted in front of him from LSU, still hasn't even played a day in the major leagues. So there's still a lot of time for development. But for me, I'm watching Wyatt Langford and seeing, can he be a power hitting guy for you? Because he has to be. I'm not saying tomorrow he has to be or tonight he has to be, but in the near future, Wyatt Langford needs to be a guy in your lineup that is 30 to 45 home runs on a yearly basis.
I have two things, Kevin. I think Wyatt Langford absolutely is.
Makes like a lot of sense.
The number one thing to be excited about for the rest of the year. One of them is potentially getting to see Jacob DeGrom pitch.
Okay.
Like that. Like
I agree just with that. For sure.
Again, I go back to when you have one of the greatest pitchers of all time step on the mound, you want to take full advantage of being able to see that dude do his thing. We got a glimpse of it last year. Unfortunately, with Max Scherzer, I told you I'd missed all of his career because he never played around us. I didn't get to watch enough Max Scherzer. And then by the time we got him, body had fallen apart. So I didn't get to see that. But DeGrom is the thing. The other one, though, and I'm very torn on this. The continuation of the Corey Seager experience. Well, he's a great baseball. Okay. He's a great baseball player. And being able, again, just like DeGrom, being able to watch a great baseball player play baseball is a lot of fun. But I'm kind of torn on this because if the reality is that the Rangers might decide to cheap out and say, see you later to some of life as we know it. And, well, if you're going to do that, why not just trade Corey Seager and why not trade Marcus Semien? That concerns me because I was hoping that we just get to finish Corey Seager's career out here and we get to see something amazing because he won us a damn World Series.
I'll throw this out. You guys can discuss this or you have a really serious discussion with him on October 2nd when the season ends and you say, we're kind of redoing this team and we think what's best for this team is moving you to first base.
You can still crush. You can still go up to the... Actually, it might even be more beneficial to your career to do that. And I don't know how much of an ego he has, Kevin, that would keep him from it because it seems... I mean, we don't know enough about the guy, honestly.
My guess is he would say no to that just because you're at the probably, if not the marquee defensive position in baseball, certainly one of the two marquee defensive positions. I wonder, y'all make great points, but I wonder if he's like, no, I've still got a couple more years at shortstop.
This isn't fun as something to really look for, but this is about 10 days away. Are the Rangers going to put like five guys on waivers and I'll say up to five guys. And it's very easy. I'll name the players that I don't know. I have no clue what ownership is thinking, but Andrew Heaney's a free agent. Nathan Eovaldi's a free agent. Max Scherzer's a free agent. Kirby Yates is a free agent. David Robertson's a free agent. Those are five off the top of my head. Also, Jose Leclerc's a free agent. But guys that make, I will say, in the month of September, just take whatever their salary is, divide it by six, because you get paid during your baseball season. Yeah. So 1/6 of their contract is paid in the month of September. How much, because they're up against luxury tax holds and thresholds or whatever, is how many guys possibly are the Rangers just going to allow contenders?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To pick up on, maybe it's nobody. Maybe it's just an unloading of a whole bunch of, I don't know. So that's something I'm very interested in on August 25th through about the 30th. And then to see the reaction, if it does happen, from the players and the agents that are under long-term contracts here.
And I'm just going to say, if that happens, and I know we're the home of the Rangers, I will come on here and say that's an embarrassment. I understand how and why it could happen. I would just think that that's an embarrassment. And then I wonder, like, you don't have your GM that everybody seems to love under contract till past this year. You wonder about Bruce Bochy. And if Boch and Chris Young see that this is what we're doing, I wonder if there's like, hey, this is a tip off of for what we're going to be doing going forward and going on the cheap. And I'm just not here for that.
Yeah, because that's what we had as kids, right?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
And we thought we'd gotten past that.
Yeah.
We thought we'd gotten to a point now where we're like, hey, man, you just won a World Series. Now you can set a standard for what the to be a real big market baseball team for the rest of your life could feel like. And then you just go back to being a farm team.
I was going to go to a positive one. So if you want to stay with this, we can stay.
No, because I was going to go to another one.
So. Cody Bradford is the person that I'm focused on just because, look, you're looking for people that are going to be under your control and that you hope can have an impact on this team. And I've been super encouraged by the last two starts of Cody Bradford. 11 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, also had 11 hits given up versus 9 strikeouts. And so these last two starts were really encouraging. I would love to see more of that from him. And so it might already be the case, but then you can kind of pencil him into the rotation. I would love to see that they're like, hey, you're in.
Yeah,
we might have got rid of all these other guys, but you're in.
It's kind of like him and Josh Young we missed out on this year.
Yeah.
Because they got injured so early and it was lengthy recoveries for both of them. So it stunk that we didn't get to see that because I was expecting Cody Bradford to grow through the season. And we saw good Cody Bradford early and then good Cody Bradford recently, but not in between.
I'm very interested in that because he might be your number two starting pitcher next year.
If Scherzer's out and Eovaldi's out.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Mally yesterday was concerning to me. I get that most people didn't watch the game. I totally get why you're out on the Rangers now. And I'm not saying you should get back in. They have a 0.2% chance of making the playoffs. So I get where they're at and everything. But Mally, I don't even know if he threw a fastball over 90 miles an hour yesterday. That's part of the rehab process, I think. I know that they believe his velocity. He was 91 to 93 his first two starts. Yesterday, he was 88 to 90, which is a pretty good drop off in your third start coming back. And so now I'm wondering, hey, this is just part of the rehab process and we're going to be good 4 or 5 days from now the next time he takes the ball? Or do we need to kind of shut him down and just kind of go back to throwing some bullpens to make sure we're physically okay?
Yeah.
And so I think watching Mally the rest of this season too, to be like kind of comboing it with Cody Bradford on, if these are supposed to be your number two and three starting pitchers next year, What do they look like going into the off season?
I think that is a fair point. And this question comes up because we talked about this a lot from the 469. How much of it is Bally versus just Ray Davis? I think it's a combination. Bally and the money lost there, is that's a big deal. It really, really is. But I think you saw earlier this in the offseason with the, hey, we're not going to bring back Jordan Montgomery. I think that was partially scouting, partially a money issue that they were like, we just can't do it, even though he was a hero of the playoffs.
And hopefully they can find the money somewhere else. Like find ways to, if Bally isn't going to work for them.
Yeah, if Diamond Sports Group is really going to like fold out of their regional network coverage like this, I'm really curious to see what all of these teams do, or baseball. If they just default to Major League Baseball.
They might have to reinvent the wheel on how they put their stuff out there.
That's possible, you
know?
Yeah.
We still don't know about the Mavericks. Like, I know that we're getting ready for Cowboy season. The Mavericks start training camp in a month. And the Mavericks start playing games in mid-October, and we have no clue right now in mid-October what channel the Mavericks are going on. We know the Stars are going to be on Victory app,
Plus.
Victory yeah. Plus app channel. We don't know the Mavericks. Now, I think luckily Mark Cuban, who, this is going to sound super weird, who doesn't have a lot of money as an owner, sold to people that have
lots
10
of
times
money.
To 40 times or whatever the amount of money that Mark Cuban has, maybe 100 times the amount of money. So their new ownership, they are not concerned about, oh no, Bally's or whoever is not giving us money anymore. They're like, we are so rich. We'll figure it out. And we'll start making money in TV when we get everything figured out. It seems like for the Rangers, a lot of it is reliant upon like keeping John Gray. This is off-season stuff. John Gray makes $13 million on a one-year contract. That is very affordable for most teams. For the Rangers, they might look at it and go, we can get Kumar Rocker or Teodo to pitch for $725,000. And that saves us $12.2 million approximately. You know, and I don't know. I have no clue what the future holds. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they go, you know what? We have a window. We have a one-year window with Bruce Bochy. Most likely Bruce Bochy's managing next year and then retiring in 4 or 5 years from now. Us in San Francisco can celebrate him being a Hall of Fame manager in Cooperstown. But you have one more year with Bruce Bochy to manage this team. You have, I don't know, Jacob deGrom. Hopefully he's still in his prime or close to it. I have no clue what he's going to look like, but Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, close to being out of their prime. Like, not meaning they can't play baseball anymore, but their prime is very short. Like, why not one more year go after it?
Yeah, and then we can Sebastian Walcott
and then when you
thing.
And then when you see that Semien and Seager and DeGrom and these guys are truly past their prime, truly can't carry a team, dump it. Go down to $100 million. And rebuild through Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter because they have plenty of time, hopefully.
And for people that are asking why the other teams can't do what the Stars are doing, I'm sure they like could. It's just a matter
of decision to do it.
Yeah, it's a matter of finances as well.
You gotta get the equipment to do it. You gotta have the people to do it, and then you gotta sell it. So it is a big structure to get put in place.
For the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3
Little
the Fan.
Dallas Cowboy wants Cowboys coverage. What's your problem, Kevin?
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.